Welcome, everybody. This is Cloud Sense. This is the podcast that talks about the cloud, that talks about fintech, brings conversations about the two together. It's where the two meet, actually. And I'm your host, Jack Baruch. You know what? We're going to get right into it here, folks. You know, it's the beginning of the year, and I want to be able to start off right. I want to make a few predictions. I think it's a good time, usually in January, to make some predictions. And I got five for you right here, all right, that we're going to talk about, all right? And we're going to get right into it. Number one, efficient computing adoption will spread. That's my first prediction, all right? You know, one of the benefits of the cloud is the fact that you can actually spin up additional resources when you need them. And the best way to do that is on a consumption-based model, folks, all right? People don't understand that. And the reality is that they're out there, they're doing different things, and they're trying to figure out different ways to be able to cut their IT budgets down. But guess what? Between serverless computing and other things that are out there, the maturation of the cloud, folks, is going to put pressure on people to start adopting a more efficient way, all right, of getting their compute. Right? Number two, the hybrid cloud. A hybrid cloud is something that we've been talking about. It's a buzz wherever I go, every show I go to. Well, the reality is that the hybrid cloud is really a multi-cloud experience, folks. All right? It gives you the ability to be able to work with various vendors so that you're not captive. Stickiness, folks, should be a word that is out of your vocabulary if you are an IT professional. All right, that's one of the problems. Stickiness. We have seen it. And quite frankly, the time and the day for stickiness is over. I don't want to hear about it anymore. It's one of the things that I worry about. Whenever I go and I talk to somebody and they tell me they're stuck on Amazon or they're stuck on Azure, it bothers me, folks. It really bothers me, okay? But the hybrid cloud is something that's already there. It's really going to make the experience of being in the cloud completely different, all right? Here, third one, okay? And this is something that I'm gonna get emails, I can tell you right now, but cloud security will no longer be a challenge. You know why, folks? Because most people are starting to realize that the public cloud is a lot better than being on-prem. So guess what? Cloud security in 2018 will be the year where we no longer talk about cloud security with the fear that we talked about it before. You know, I sat on a public board, as many of you know, and one of the things that would keep us up at nights is the security of the cloud, all right? You know, it wouldn't be something that we understood. Well, quite frankly, you know, we could take care of it, all right? I mean, if it was a political issue, if it was something that we had to go to Washington for, we could handle it. But cloud security, how about that? It'll be a thing of the past. I'm going to take a few seconds here, folks. Come back, and I'll give you a couple more predictions.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX. Cloud buying made easy.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jack Baruchin. You're listening to Cloud Sense. And you know, I've been making predictions here for 2018. I always think it's good. You know, I do that sometimes when I'm on television. People will ask what you think, you know, when I'm on CNBC and I'm doing these shots, and people will say, well, what do you think for the coming year? And, you know, it's hard being on the spot. I'll be honest with you, but I kind of like it. All right, you know what? I like making predictions, and I like being held accountable to some of those predictions. And I made three, and if you didn't hear them, I say go back and listen to them. But I want to go back. I'm going to start and make two more that I think are really going to be effective. All right, the fourth one is containers, folks, will begin to dominate. Container orchestration. It is really what it's all about, folks. And you know what it is it really gives you the ability to be able to be flexible with your workloads. It gives those that are actually creating that software to be able to move it wherever they want. They're no longer stuck. They're agnostic to the cloud service provider. I love that, folks. Containers. And there is a battle going on amongst those, you know, whether it be, you know, Kubernetes, whether it be, you know, AWS. Everyone's trying to get into that game. Google Cloud, they're all trying to get in that game, right? Someone's going to come out on top. Just like AWS came out and took a big chunk of that market share, as we see this shift more towards containerization, all right? And you're going to see a shift in dominance. Pay attention to that. It's going to be very, very cool, all right? And the last prediction, folks, and this is the prediction I think I'm more hopeful for, is that the analytics and big data will actually improve infrastructure procurement. Well, you know what? We've got it everywhere, don't we? I mean, think about it. You know, you've got your Amazon Echo, you got your Alexa, you got everything else. But, you know, quite frankly, wouldn't it be great to use that big data and use it the right way to be able to tell you if a server is going to go down, all right? If there's some monkey business that's actually taking place. I mean, you're already doing this. The CSPs are already doing this in some capacity. But what's happening is that big data and analytics from big data are going to give them the ability to make it even smarter. All right, think of it this way. It's going to be the smart grid getting even smarter again. This is something that is absolutely on the cusp. All right, I mean, you know, the analytics systems will have insight into the behavior of the infrastructure, folks. Think about that. And think about being able to spin up servers like you're going out there and just buying a room or buying a flight to London. This is Jack Perugian. This is Cloud Sense. We'll be talking to you next time.